Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, your Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City, and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Jay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.
Hub Show, Hub City, Jay Heisch, Chris Canfield, Jay Lewis, get to it.
Hey.
I see you got a sticker there facing you just in case you forget the name of your
show. Yeah, that's my cue card. It says the Hub Show podcast.
Well, it's glad. I'm good to be back. I'm glad to be back.
Shay is back. You missed the pirate again last week, but hey, you'll see him next time. You'll see him at the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He does a much better R. Okay.
Yeah.
you got to work on that. You got 3 weeks.
I got 3 weeks to work. Okay. All right. I'll try to impress him really well.
Big shout out to Valerie Shane. She's the one that brought us in here. We are literally on the floor near the track. We are at the Turner Skateland.
Is that
yes,
it?
And here in Hagerstown for roller derby.
Right.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Real sports, goddammit.
We're gonna figure out what
while you're
what
at
this
home watching
about.
Sunday I mean, football, we're hanging out with the roller derby.
All right, we had
the and one. Look, they got a big tall girl too on the now what I was told by Valerie that yes. We're watching the Mason Vixens. B Squad.
Yeah.
Which is called
There's the Mason Dixon Vixens and now there's the B Squad is the Cannon Brawlers.
The Cannon Brawlers and the A Squad is the All Stars.
Right. So we got this one that just keeps going out of the pack and she'll go all the way around and then come in the back and then the other one has to leave and make a lap. Meanwhile, the action kind of stops. You see,
for those tuning in, we don't even know the rules.
We don't even know the rules. Of the
rules of roller derby, but lots of action so far.
Yeah,
I mean.
So I was telling you guys before you turned on the mic.
And now. Tales from the Chris.
The last time I was in here, I was like 5 years old.
So the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I was coming around. You know, it was back in the day when your parents would just drop you off somewhere and just leave you there. And
well,
it still has the 80s feel, right?
Yeah, it still has the 80s feel here.
They'll come back a few hours later and pick you up. Well, and it doesn't matter.
Well, we got 8 disco balls hanging from the ceiling. It's well speakered up, though. It's well sounded up. Does it look the same? Do you remember you were 6?
Yeah, it does. The layout's exactly the same. Everything's the same. Wow. But yeah, they dropped me off here, and I was here skating by myself.
By yourself?
And, yeah. And
no friends.
Like there was nobody else in the building? Or?
No, there was a bunch of people in the building, but I didn't know anybody. Mom was just like, I'm going to drop you off at the skating rink. I'm going
to
go
mall,
shopping for a few
you
hours,
off
and
by
I'll come
yourself?
Back and pick you up. Yeah.
At 6 years old, 5 years old.
She did that my whole life.
I'm going to talk to you.
My whole life has been like that. She used to take me to Toys R Us and just drop me off at Toys R Us.
In the 80s?
And then she would leave and go grocery shopping and come back and pick
did
me up.
Did she not watch the news in the 80s?
I mean,
that wasn't a thing to do with your kid.
You can't do that.
You couldn't do it now. You couldn't do it back then.
No. Well, I guess you could.
Chris's smiling face on a milk carton. Missing.
Right.
Yeah. He'd be like, who?
He already had the beard in him.
Hagerstown was innocent back then. You know, it was like a small town. Everybody's fucking country folk around here. Ain't nobody gonna mess with anybody.
Used to be anyway.
So how long did you last before you ran to the
back
wall?
Then it was
what
like
happened?
That.
You ran to the wall?
Oh yeah. So I was looking at this girl behind me, right? And I was like checking her out. I was like, hey, look at my skills, right? And when I looked back, I was like 2 feet from the wall. When I looked straight back, I went bam and hammered the wall head first. I had a big split above my eyebrow. I like got knocked out. Broke my glasses because I had these big thick Coke bottle glasses on.
Oh, she was laughing at you.
Knocked my glasses, knocked the lens out of the glasses. I was like laid out like this. I guess my glasses is actually what cut my.
That's probably what cut.
That's
you.
What cut my eyebrow. And then I had to go to the emergency room. I got 6 stitches above my eyebrow.
Oh, I bet your mom was mad at you.
Oh yeah, that's when she showed up. They had me like laid down on one of these benches over here with ice on my thing, and she showed up to pick me up. It was like. What happened? Gotta take you to the emergency room.
Oh, I bet you say, you don't know how to act.
Right?
What's going on?
You're supposed to get yourself hurt.
We got ourselves a.
Jameer
is finally here.
Man
hey,
down.
Jameer, how you doing?
Jameer's in the house. Is Mike on? Tap it for me.
Mike check.
Mike check.
Yeah.
So, do you know anything about roller derby, Jameer?
I, I kind of do. It's like it's the girls with the stars in the helmets or the blockers, I think.
Okay.
There's like a little speedy girl.
I'll see. Yeah. Okay.
You do know what you're talking about.
That tries to get around. And
yeah, we were just talking. Like the one person from the team has to make a lap.
Yeah.
Then the other person has to make a lap.
So there's like the really speedy ones, and then there's the bullies.
Oh.
And well, it gets a little physical.
I bet they're trying to get the one tall girl that's on the white team, making her like she, you know.
Well, she's
a bully.
Probably the one to go after, right?
Right.
She's the weapon.
Not her. No, it's a really tall one. I don't see her.
And what's the
she's sitting down with the black helmet.
What's the object?
There.
How is
the object is from my understanding, and I'm partly guessing, they've got to be able to get around
so many laps.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's, and then there's certain violations. Like, I don't think you can use your hands, but you can use your body.
So the points are counted.
Well, we are
going to
find
laps.
Out. We will have some experts on with us.
I think some girls probably pass gas just to get
listen.
Through.
There's
is that what you would do, Shay?
That's what I would do.
There's a lot of passing.
I'll make sure
gas.
I eat some beans that day.
Jesus.
Don't put any deodorant on.
Yeah, I'd be like, Beano. That's my name. Beano.
I think I forgot to put deodorant on before I came here.
No.
I was just chopping down a tree in my backyard.
Yeah, he was. The pictures
oh
of
God,
it
was so that's hot.
I rushed him over here.
It's so hot and sweaty.
Hey man, roll the derby. Get over here.
Yeah, Jay texts me. He's like, "You're on your way, right?" I'm like,
"With a chainsaw in his hand."
Took the chainsaw in my hand. Like, no.
You talked face. About that tree about a month ago, and it ain't down yet.
No, it's been raining the whole time. Oh. It's been raining like every
that's
day
very,
for the
that's
past
very
month.
True.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
then
right.
this weekend it was perfect, and yesterday I fought with it all day long, and then only to find out that at the end
uh-oh,
of the day, we got asses on the ground.
Yo, my big concern.
You might
this
can find your girl up in here.
My
right?
second time
look at
watching
that little
this,
girl. She's tiny.
She feisty.
She
not
is
that
tiny.
Girl, Chris.
I'm worried
look,
about
all the rest of them. You could just pick her up and just throw her down.
What
if they
do you,
wanted
what
to.
Do you worry about, Jamir?
Fingers. Yo, imagine if you fall down and somebody rolls over your hand.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
I wouldn't want you to do that.
No, that's crazy.
You should have professional courtesy and just hop over
yeah,
my hand.
Unless she's killing you, and then you need to make sure she can't play no more.
Uh-oh, the refs is all whistling.
It's getting a little feisty. Back to your corners.
Well, like I said, I don't know. This is the B Squad. They're
so
doing pretty
good.
So
this is like this is WrestleMania on wheels here, man.
Now, Isis, is she here
she's
today?
She's on the All-Stars.
Is she only
happening today?
Is she here today?
I believe, no, she's not here today.
So the All-Stars aren't playing today. We got the B team, as they say.
Yes.
Isis is a true story.
Yes, she is.
Do you know the story, Jameer?
No, I just know that it's true. I've seen her in action before.
She's hardcore?
Oh, my
God. Oh, she's
God.
Hardcore.
She's a freakish athlete I've heard.
Her legs look like tree trunks.
You know, she tried to recruit me back in the day. I said, I'm not messing with you, Isis.
Well, we talked about it a couple months ago, Shay. If you were a roller derby star, you have a name and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember what it is?
No, I don't remember the name.
Of course you don't. I do.
What is the name?
Uh-oh,
was it Shay
Slay? Look at her. Look at her.
Shay the Slayer.
Shay
something
Slayer.
Like that.
Feisty.
Yeah.
Maybe 80 pounds soaking wet. Maybe.
Right?
And now she's got to try to sneak through. She's ducking and bobbing, twisting and turning.
She made it
and there
through
she
the
pack. Is.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But she hasn't given that sign yet.
So is that the deal? They're trying to block her from making
yes.
laps. They're trying to stop her.
Yes.
She's good.
Yep. Oh, but she can't go outside.
They got to push her out of bounds?
Yep.
Is that what the deal is? Damn, she is killing it, huh?
Yeah
she's killing it. But I mean, like,
she's on like her fourth lap.
Oh, wow.
But watch, here comes a cluster. Boom, boom.
Oh, there she got stopped.
Uh-oh.
But you take the smallest one, like, so she can...
Big girl Slater. That'd be me.
Watch out for the big girl.
Oh, she got to put the star on her helmet.
Girl. Uh-oh, is she coming over to talk to us?
Huh.
Who?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Valerie.
Yeah.
Valerie
Shane.
Valerie.
She's our key to this whole thing here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we learned about her. I learned about her through Matt Burns, the Comic-Con guy.
Oh,
and he said, you guys should go check.
Matt.
Shout out to Matt Burns. You guys should check out the roller derby here in town. There's a roller derby in town, and here we are. Huh.
Yes.
And
nice.
He said, call Valerie Shane.
All right,
so,
Valerie.
So, you know, 8 months later, here we are.
8 months in.
That's right.
Well, Valerie, are you going to come tell us about what's going on?
Here you go.
Come on in, Valerie. Come on, Valerie. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Nobody can see you until we put you on faith, until we put your live.
And we don't know all the details, so you got to give us some details on what we should be watching for.
Come on in.
Because Jameer giving us his version.
Oh, she just bit it.
So if you can just give us what we should be looking for, or, you know, some of the objects of the game.
Okay, well, Derby is basically a race. So you have five players on from each team. One player is your jammer. The jammer is wearing a star on her helmet. She's okay. The one that scores the points. The rest are blockers.
Okay.
Now, you do have one person that's going to be wearing a stripe. She's what's called a pivot. She can become a jammer if the other jammer can't come through. She can pass the star to her and put it on her helmet, and then at that point she's scoring the points.
Okay.
The idea is to get through the other pack, the opposing team's pack, and as you pass their hips, that's when you score the points. Now you have to do an initial pass before you can start scoring the points.
Okay.
So you get one pass.
Yep.
And then the points start, and then that's when you got to get through.
That's right.
So your jammer is probably your speedy, quick, short, small, best skater.
Not all the time. I mean, different jammers have different styles. I can jam. The jammer is a lot of endurance. So you're pushing through these girls, and they're not going to let you through easy.
Right.
I tend to be a bit of a rhino, so I'm not fast. I will admit, I'm not the fastest one on our team, but I'm a rhino. I'm going to go through those girls.
Oh, like, that's straight what through I thought them. You meant. You're slow like a rhino. You go through them like a rhino.
I go through them like a rhino.
Like a bowling ball.
So,
right,
I'm going to call you Raging Rhino.
Right. My name, actually, my derby name is Fighty Aphrodite, number 612. And,
Aphrodite.
Yeah, I like
Fighty?
That.
Fighty Aphrodite.
Well, now, who gave Fighty.
Fighty?
Well, it's a long story, actually. I really, really love Woody Allen movies.
Okay.
And, you know, Mighty Aphrodite.
Yeah.
And
then
on top of it, you know, I think that Aphrodite is the goddess of love, and I think that self-love is, like, the most important thing out there, and, you know, you got to fight for it all the time.
We do love some self-love here on the Hub Show.
Why are you looking at me? I'm just...
You said self-love. I do love the
self-love. No, I didn't say that. Jay said that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, we're in stereo.
Yeah, we're all inside your head. Yes. So, Fighty Aphrodite is your name.
Yes.
Okay.
I chose number 612 because that is for June 12th, which is Loving Day.
Okay. All right.
So, if you know your history, that's
June 12th is
Loving
Day.
Loving Yourself Day or just Loving Day?
Loving Day. Well, that is when the loving couple. They took on the state of Virginia for the right to be married.
That's right.
Oh, that loving.
It was an interracial couple.
Man, we ought to be lucky that Chris wasn't on the mic when we talked about that, because it would have been a whole nother.
Every day is Loving Day.
Level of loving Chris would have had us going on.
He would have made an extra love special.
Extra love special. Okay,
right.
So.
Right now, Bang Bang is, you'll see the ref is pointing at Bang Bang.
Right.
Okay. She just made the jammer. So right now, she can call off the jam. So that's a lot of power.
Okay.
So, like, let's say their jammer is struggling. She's already through scoring points. Whenever their jammer gets through and is making her initial pass, she's probably going to call off the jam and say no, and which means they won't be able to score any points.
Okay.
Now, their jammer is still trying to get through our pack right now.
Okay. But they can't.
But they can't. It's our job not to make sure. Now watch, she's going to call it off as soon as she gets around there. She might try to get through again, hit it and quit it, is what we call it. There, she's through.
Okay. All right.
And she's probably not going to let her score.
Oh.
Wow. Look at them.
Yeah, they're really pushing through.
So no hands, all body?
All body, no hands.
All body, no hands. A lot of hips.
A lot of hips.
A lot of shoulders.
A lot of shoulders. No knees.
No knees.
Know, none of that.
No hands.
And, you know, a lot of people say they watch, they saw the movie Whip It. And, and that gives you kind of a general idea, but at the same time, you know, we don't go around punching each other. There's no.
Never?
It's happened, but not since I've been doing derby, and I've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah, you
okay.
So, for the most part, everybody is very friendly. I mean, I've had girls, like, really knock the crap out of me and
help you up.
And then help me up.
It's never personal.
No, it's never personal. We,
and that's great
we all love
sportsmanlike
each other.
Conduct.
No, that's the art of competing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want some good sportsmanship.
Somebody.
Valerie, you started doing this 3 years ago?
Yes.
Like, what compelled you to join roller derby? I mean, it's cool. I'm not knocking. I love it.
I had just moved back to the area after 17 years.
From Virginia?
from Baltimore, actually.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I figured you were talking about the love day that you was
no,
in Virginia. Okay.
No,
okay.
It's just, you know, I'm mixed race, so for me, I grew up in the 70s in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
You grew up in the 70s? You were born in the 70s?
I was born in 73.
Oh, me too. Yeah, there
me
you
too.
Go, rock
Shut
on.
Shut the front door. I was born in 72. Okay.
You old man.
And in a very small community, and I
know
was
Waynesboro.
Race, and I was like one of the only people.
Right, what's a small community? Where are you from?
Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
Waynesboro. Oh, yeah.
That's where I live right now, actually.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And it was difficult in that time. I was pretty much by myself.
In the 80s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was why loving them was so important to me.
Okay.
I understand. I'm you know, interracially married and all that stuff, too. I know what's up. So, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my children's biracial, so I get it. I just learned something today.
Yeah. Loving day. I
loving
like it.
Loving day.
You just
June
saw.
12.
Oh. Mamie, our jammer, just got a penalty. She got what's called a cut track, which
cut
means
track.
She stepped out of bounds and then she stepped back in front of their pack.
Okay.
Meaning she took the easy way out. So you can't do that. So she's going to spend some time in the penalty box, and the other team gets what's called a power jam because she's in there all by herself, able to score points, and nobody's calling it off. So
got you. How long is she in the penalty box for?
30 seconds. So.
Oh, that's okay. Not bad.
It's bad whenever you'd be surprised how long 30 seconds is when you're on that track.
Okay. Now tell me some good things that you, some good qualities that you would have to have to be in, to be a roller derby.
Anybody can do it. You just
That's
have to really
lie.
Want it.
That's
you have to
lie.
Really want it.
I mean,
I went out for derby originally to meet people in the area and I was tired of being
a
mouse.
People.
You tired of being a mouse.
I was tired of being a mouse. I let people walk all over me and I've learned to find my own voice.
Your balance,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, I had body issues before. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to strive to be thin. I always wanted to be thinner. And I would try, and I would diet, and I'd work out. And I don't worry about that anymore. I just want to be strong, and I want to be healthy. And it helps being around girls of all shapes and sizes and different backgrounds. And you just learn to really enjoy being together and use them for inspiration and
yeah, yeah, like number 665 there in the white.
She's
pretty tall, man.
Yes. Yeah, my theory there is she's only an opposing team and all, but my theory there is, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah,
you know, I can still bring them down.
My theory.
So why are you not participating?
I sprained my ankle about 10 days ago. In fact, I had just gotten new skates, and I was all happy with them. And I got about 5 minutes on my skates before I fell. Took a pretty bad fall, and I wasn't even doing anything spectacular. I was kind of just playing around, skating backwards, and enjoying some time on my new skates, and that was bad.
Well, you know what? I did something similar like that when I went to Bermuda to a cruise, and they had a skating rink on the cruise. So I'm like, okay, I'm good at skating. I
did
it.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the 70s, you know.
And then you get confident.
And then I was up there doing my little moves, and I just take my stride. Then I went backwards. I said, okay. So normally what I was doing, because I was on the ship, I just go to the rail and I turn backwards and I turn forward. Well, this time I said, well, I'm going to just go back and do it like I used to.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was an epic failure. I ran into a wall.
Ouch, ouch. Yeah,
I slid.
I've done it.
Well, I slid to the wall. And I had a cut above my eye.
Oh, so you actually got hurt, not just your pride.
Yeah, I got all of that. So, yeah. I was like, well, these bones, you know, you just don't realize it, you know.
Twisted Sister has lead jammer right now. She's actually our youngest player on our team. She's 18.
Oh, wow.
And she is really, really fast. We've told her before that chasing her on the track is like trying to catch a bar of soap in a bathtub.
Goodness.
It's Twisted Sister.
There she goes. See? She's gone. She's out. She's gone.
Number eight.
She's been really doing it.
She's tiny, but
like
she's mighty.
Ages, then.
You can play once you're 18. So it's like 18 and up. I'm 45. I think our oldest player is 51. And
51.
She's
rocking it.
Yeah, but
there.
She is amazing.
Some of these people look way smaller than the other people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's huge size differences.
Yeah. We're all shapes and sizes. I'm telling you, Twisted is probably our smallest player, too. But she's
Twisted Sister. And who gave her her name?
She did. We give ourselves our own names unless, you know, unless something happens in practice and you just have to do it.
You're right.
And it's so funny. When I was still fresh meat, I had like a whole tablet full of like all of these derby names and everything that I passed up. And one of the ones I really liked, I'm sorry, I have to share it because it's really funny.
Please do.
Legs Benedict.
Okay.
I just thought that would have been so funny.
I like that.
But then you it always gets shortened to something else. So my name, they would have been calling me Legs, which I don't know if I would have been okay with that. So.
Right.
Legs Benedict. I like that.
I do like Legs Benedict.
Yeah. They were trying to give me a derby name. Mine is Shade the Slayer.
Yeah, we first learned about you and your team, we were tossing around a name for her, a roller derby name, and she, you know, she came up with Shade the Slayer. We kind of crapped on her, but you know,
I don't know
what she wants. Whatever.
Yeah, I could slay somebody.
Yeah.
I could body you up.
You know what? Come to a couple of our practices, and then we'll teach you how to hip check him until he's down.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah,
I'm down with that.
Yeah,
next time you come here, when do you guys do practices?
We practice 3 times a week for two hours. And then most of us work out on our own as well. It's a very demanding sport.
So what do some of you ladies do for a living? Like, this isn't your, there's no, you know.
No, we actually pay to do this.
Right.
We pay to get beat up. But we have sponsors and everything, because we couldn't do it without our sponsors.
Right.
I have to say.
Like most places.
You want to shout out to any of your sponsors?
I would love to.
Okay.
Cascade Used Autos. They're in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
All right, shout out.
Yay. And Derby Star Pro. And they're in Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick. Okay.
And then we also have Antietam Brewery. They supply our beer.
Okay.
They are here in Hagerstown.
Antietam. Yeah, they supply our beer too sometimes.
We love a shout out to the brewery.
And we couldn't do it without them. And of course, we are a league, so we all pay dues and stuff. But most of us, we have a very diverse like group of people. We have nurses. We have a librarian. We have EMTs.
That's crazy, a librarian.
Yeah.
What do you do, Valerie?
I deal antiques, so I'm a picker.
Okay.
I'm digging around in people's attics and their basements.
Just
and
going
stuff.
Through their shit, huh?
Yeah, and I'm actually finally able to consolidate everything into one spot, so I'm not running all over the tri-state area. So,
Meaning what? You have one place where you're selling or dealing?
I'm getting ready to open my own shop in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, right on the square.
Right at home.
It's going to be called the Naughty Bobbin. So.
Oh, Naughty Bobbin. Okay. Yeah. Right down the main street.
Right down the square.
Okay.
What part of the square are you going to be? Like right there by the diner or...
By the barbershop.
I'm right across the street from the barbershop.
Okay.
She's right
and
on the corner
I can
there.
See my favorite sushi place right there.
The one barbershop in Waynesboro.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And the Sesame Street. Over there next to the barbershop and Mr. Hooper's store. And
oh, that's right.
Mr. Hooper's store.
And Big Bird's Nest.
Big Bird's Nest. I love Big Bird.
Well, hey.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a little rundown.
A little rundown, yeah. That's what
we appreciate it, Valerie.
Now
Thank you.
Can understand the game a little better.
Or should you be called?
Fighty Aphrodite.
Oh, Fighty Aphrodite.
Fighty Aphrodite. Okay.
Yeah.
Fighty Aphrodite. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Val, thanks for coming on. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. All right. We're sticking around. Interesting. She's an antique on roller skates.
That's right.
I've got all the information, and I'm going to have to get back on and ask them what you say.
Oh.
Chris has been left out.
Now we got to repeat the whole thing.
Sorry,
no,
Chris.
Chris. All right. We'll get MacEvil on there. That's the next roller derby specialist that we're going to get on here.
Yeah. 73, baby.
73. Oh, Jameer is smiling.
Could be where
and
it's
I think
at.
She's older than us, Shay.
Huh?
I think she's older than us.
Oh, hey,
but we just had our birthday, so
right.
I mean, hey.
Hey. So,
I didn't mean antique like that. I just meant her choice of
So vibration. I was standing up there looking. I was trying to read the referees' jerseys.
Okay.
Some of them have some pretty interesting names. T. Ashley here, that's pretty basic, but there was one that's like Tamborghini.
Oh, wow.
I think the one girl has Rod on her.
Oh, good Lord. Is it Lightning Rod? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. There's one that has like the Jester or something. I don't know. they'll have cool names.
Uh-oh,
on the back.
Oh, she's in a penalty box.
I think she's got to do, what, 30 seconds, 30 I think?
30 seconds in a penalty box. So they got the power play here now.
So this, yeah, that was what I was going to ask. So it is like hockey, kind of. They do have power plays.
Yeah.
Do they have icing?
Yeah. There's no icing.
Oh, wait, there's a penalty box?
Yes.
So if you mess up, you get to go sit, take a timeout.
If you get penalized, like if you
take
get called
a timeout,
you got to be in a timeout like in hockey. Like the Bruins, the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Wednesday night, Caps are going down.
Okay. Oh, yeah? All right, we'll
see. They're going to raise a little championship banner, then they're going to get their asses kicked. On their own ice.
Oh, man.
Oh, there you go.
On their own ice.
Do we realize the score is 98-42?
What? Huh? Where do you see the score at?
98-42.
Oh, there's a scoreboard over there on an old school projection screen.
Oh, I didn't even look over in that direction.
I know, right? Hardcore here for the.
Wow.
Somebody's getting trounced.
So.
Cannonballers are on it.
Cannon brawlers, baby.
I'm telling you, these young ladies are
hardcore.
They're fierce.
Agile.
And they said you don't really have to have any. Certain skill set.
You just got to be able to skate, I guess.
Just skate and
you got to be able to skate and not be afraid to fall down.
And take a threshold for pain.
Yeah, take a hit
and give some blows.
Right.
Oh, so she just dodged that one.
Valerie said that we can come in here during practice and try it for ourselves.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Oh no,
a little sample.
It'd be an epic failure for some.
I haven't put roller skates on since I was 10.
Right. It's going to be hard on your ankles. I was thinking that back there, too.
Okay, nice.
Imagine that, like a whole evening of just this hard skating.
Well, she said
your ankles
have
got to be swollen.
Well, she said they do it, practice 3 times a week for 2 hours each.
Yeah.
Time
and on their own.
And they on their own, too.
Man,
this is crazy.
See, that's funny, though, because, you know, you say roller derby. I think the 70s, you go online looking at roller derby, you get all those old school footers from 73.
You sure do.
Right?
The LA Bombers.
And they have, they have the rinks that are banked.
Right? Yeah, they're banked. Yeah.
That's the only thing that's missing here, though.
I saw footers of a referee knocking players down, man. Good times, man.
Oh, wow.
I like that. That's why you watch this stuff, right? You just want to see them skate around
in
circles.
Do you remember, Glow
hockey.
Wrestling?
Huh?
Glow Wrestling.
Yeah, I remember Glow Wrestling.
I want to see Glow on skates.
Glow on skates. Glow Wrestling was early Saturday morning, and as a young boy, I was like, I can't wait to watch Glow Wrestling. You never know what might happen. And nothing ever happened, but he just got excited.
Yeah, because you know what it is? You don't want to see a dude's roller derby game.
No.
No.
You just don't.
No, you don't.
Well, I mean, that's why the movie bombed.
I know they have them. Well,
what was that movie a while back with the roller derby where they had the ball and they would have to
Balls of Fury?
Throw the ball at each other?
No.
That was dodgeball.
No, it wasn't.
What game?
You talking about Whip It?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Wasn't like LL Cool J?
LL Cool J or something was in it.
20 years ago.
It was a horrible movie.
Rollerball or something.
Rollerball. That's it. Rollerball.
Rollerball. Oh, I didn't watch that.
I never watched it either.
I watched it again recently.
Oh.
I like to watch
Was it on Pluto?
I like to watch bad movies.
Shout out to Pluto.
Yeah, TV.
Pluto TV.
I get enjoyment out of watching bad things.
Speaking of which, I want to tell you, Jameer, congratulations on your loss.
I know it's low quality.
Here we go. little sports roundup on Sunday.
I was so excited.
September 30th.
Just because your page. Oh, that was slick. She jumped right over them.
She jumped over?
She did. She jumped right over. The legs were out. Watch.
This little girl here is a beast.
Yes. She is a beast.
That Twisted Sister.
That's Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister. Dee Snider's sister is on the.
She is. She's the. Feisty.
Yes, she is.
Nice.
They said she's the youngest one on the
team.
They
said she's 18.
So they probably they have to maintain forward motion.
Yes.
And then the other person.
But they can't go out of bounds.
But if they do go out of bounds, what I learned is that they got to skate behind the blockers and then start over again.
Yes.
I gotcha.
You can't go jump in front of the blockers or you go in the penalty box.
Right.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I was very upset, as you know, when we lost to the Lions last week. I was hot.
Yeah, well.
So was Bill Burr. He was talking about it on his podcast. He's a big Patriots fan.
Yeah, I was hot. But I'm sure you was excited.
I mean, it's early.
Yeah, it's early season.
Super Bowls aren't played until November. January and February. Like, it doesn't matter right now. I'm still on my Super Bowl high.
You still on your high?
It doesn't matter to me. I keep telling my Eagles fans that. It just doesn't matter. We're good. We won one.
You said that's all you
need. In my lifetime, we won one. I'm good.
Yeah, there's some people that gone before you.
That's what I'm saying.
They was waiting, like, in Cleveland. They're waiting on the Super Bowl.
They are. Cleveland and Detroit.
Detroit is waiting on a Super Bowl.
Buffalo.
Buffalo has been waiting on the Super Bowl.
It's hard to believe that the Super Bowl has like been around this long and not each team has won.
No. But you know, Buffalo been four times, and they never won. I'm like, doggone it, just give them a trophy.
Just give them one.
They've been there four times.
Right, right, right.
You can't finish? Uh-oh. So look at a tall 64. She from the D.C. Capitals.
But you don't have a you don't have a jersey on, so what are you doing?
What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
McEvil. We got a pinch hitter. Right?
It's a shame I can't read
Evil
lips.
McEvil.
I can't.
We got McEvil from the All-Stars.
Is she an All-Star?
She's on the All-Star team.
Is there an All-Star game? You're an All-Star?
Not, well, she is one. There isn't one. This is the B team.
This is... I don't want to call them the beach. Like, I don't want to call them.
That's what they call it.
McEvil, yeah, that's what they call it. McEvil and Valerie they skate for the All-Stars, the Mason Dixon Vixens.
Nice.
That's not us, folks. That's
somebody should just
all the feedback.
Somebody should just run out there and do it barefoot.
No, they're gonna roll
skates?
Up your toes.
Negative horse riding.
You're not rolling over my toes.
Jimmy Snooker style.
You're not rolling over my toes.
From the top rope.
That's right. Look at her go. Speed skating.
You'd have to be
man.
A really fast runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have toes of steel.
That's the name of the next movie.
Toes of steel.
Oh, she got past the butt bump.
Yeah. Somebody shows up late to the derby.
So what puts you in the penalty box? Obviously punching somebody and whatnot. But
no, going out the line.
Out the lines.
Oh, and she caught it off.
Well, I mean, hockey, you get put in the penalty box for, you know, doing something one thing that, against the rules.
Right. One thing Valerie said that if the skater who's getting the points, forget her name. What's she called?
The runner, I'll all know.
The runner, yeah.
Yeah, we suck.
And I feel bad because I feel like
the
I should
point, I'm calling it the point person.
The point person. If she gets in front of the group that's trying to block her, that's a penalty. So she's got to get. So if she goes outside the lines, she's got to get behind them and then start from there. So she can't cheat and get in front.
Yeah, she can't get in front of the blockers.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Of the opposing team.
But I do know there's no hands. Oh, there's a spill.
Uh-oh.
So this, the girl with the star right now, she was trying to make it through the pack. Right. It took her a while.
Yeah, she's a blocker.
And she actually fell down.
Yeah. She caught it off before she passed her.
Yeah, the jammers are the ones with the stars on.
Gotcha.
The jammers are the one with the stars on.
Jay, I want to know why we haven't been here more often. Like, a single
Seems like it's a good place for y'all to find some nice women.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man, some rough women.
Yeah, they'll beat the shit out of you.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Well, you might want
you imagine coming home on a Saturday night after she. Right? Imagine coming home on a Saturday night after roller derby.
Yeah, he wants to find a jammer.
You'd be so pissed off. I'd be afraid I'd get stabbed or something. She'd come in the door all pissed off.
No. No. Only thing she'll do is put you back on those skates and say, "Look at me. Look at me.
You dry me tonight."
Look at me. And you'll have one of those your epic failure accidents again. And except your mother won't come back and get you. She's like, I'm not taking you to the hospital.
Well, she got to make a lap on the outside. Oh, she was in the penalty box. That's a long ride to the penalty box.
So are there two in the penalty box right
two
now?
In the penalty box.
Oh,
now.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Lacey Dixon can get it in now.
Right. Look at that.
Oh,
wow. Man, did you see that?
That's what I'm talking about.
That was some slick motion.
Yeah, you got to be talented, man.
Now, this is going to be the point now.
But look how they're set up waiting for it. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, one comes through to break it up. Oh
there they got it.
There's no penalty. She's got to get behind, and then they're it. Look at the strategy.
Got it.
She's
she got a point. She got a point. Okay, look at that.
Damn.
Hey, 146.
146 to 49.
That's a big lead, man.
Hey, Valerie.
Somebody's getting tore
the DC
up.
Capital Offender. That's
Valerie,
Where are these people located from? Where are the teams from?
Well, this one.
Did they travel to get here?
I assume the DC Capital Offenders travel from DC.
Yeah. The Cannon Brawlers.
Are local.
But do they represent Hagerstown? Or do they represent just
Mason
the area?
Dixon.
There's one in Hagerstown, though. I mean, I know there's a team in, I think
there's a Hagerstown team?
I think so.
It's not here. Okay. But we are in Hagerstown.
But we are in Hagerstown. It's kind of like a neutral match.
Valerie,
where is there a team from D.C.? There's a team from D.C.?
Yeah. We're playing the Cannonballers. That's us. We're playing the Capital Offenders.
Sanders, and they're from D.C.
Hey, I got it. So, on your cannonballers, are all your teammates brawlers? Are they local?
We're kind of scattered throughout the area here,
Waynesboro.
But this is
your
home.
This is your home.
There's no rinks around.
This is your home game.
This is it.
I'm sorry?
This is your home game?
Yes.
So,
yeah, this is our house.
But you guys represent all over the place, right?
Yes. So I'm from Waynesboro. We have a couple other players from Waynesboro. We have a few people from Hagerstown. A lot of skaters from Frederick and Martinsburg,
okay.
But West Virginia.
I'll come to West Virginia's in the house. There you go, Pennsylvania's
the
in the house.
The furthest somebody comes is from Cumberland.
Oh, that's a hike. You got
hence
an hour
the
now.
Mason-Dixon name.
Hence
there you
the
go.
Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, right. All right, North and South is on the skating together. How's that for peace
so
and love?
So can there be more than one young lady in the penalty box at a time? I mean, there can be multiple offenses? Okay.
We've actually had it where there's like one player left on the
oh,
track. Oh,
I
want to
see that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I love that. Wow.
That's not
the track before where I'm like, please don't leave me here. Oh, wow.
You know, because it's like you don't watch car racing just to watch the cars go around.
You
circles.
Watch it
you
for,
watch
for the accident.
Yeah. That's why they're strapped in the way they are, right? Yeah.
So how are injuries frowned upon? As a coach, you know, you got a sprained ankle. Is anybody really questioning how hurt you are, or do they just respect the fact that you're just hurt?
They give
they
you
respect
shit.
The fact that you're hurt because honestly, it's really dangerous to be out there injured. You're going to end up hurting yourself more and being out longer. I sprained my ankle 10 days ago, and I'd love to be out there right now. I know that if I were out there, I guarantee you I wouldn't be playing the next game, which is an all-star game that I need to be in. So
you're an all-star. I came in late. So you're an all-star.
I am. I'm a new all-star though. I just got through.
I mean, it's a new all-star, first-time all-star. Doesn't matter. You're an all-star.
You're an all-star.
Yeah, until I'm
That's
at the
right.
game, and I'm sitting on the bench going, and then the coach looks at me and goes, go in. And I'm like, no, please, no.
Really?
But, yeah.
So how many people are on a team total?
Total? We have about probably over 30 right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're a big earth, wind, and fire.
So you guys,
team,
can really swap out and if you sit out if you have to.
Yes,
you
can.
Okay.
You can sit out. In fact, there's a couple people that are playing today that probably wouldn't have if we have two people out of injury, me and one other player.
Can you imagine a 30-person team, they're down to one on the on the track? I mean, you're all piled up in the penalty box.
Saying, imagine if there was everybody's 30-person team and you got them all in the penalty box.
No. Never got that bad.
The only people in the penalty box are the ones that make the penalties while they're on the track.
These guys
don't understand.
Yeah, you can't have 30 people on the track.
Okay, Jameer. Jameer's a regular old roller derby veteran, I tell you.
No, I'm not a roller derby veteran. I'm just
a coach.
Roller derby.
He's a sports nut. That's why he's here. I brought him in for some real Sunday sports, not that football crap.
Oh, my. So what determines the winner? Is it a time frame or is it a point? Is it by time?
It's by points.
Yeah.
We have two 30-minute halves is what we play.
That's what I got. Gotcha. Two 30-minute halves. Gotcha. Okay.
So right now it's 160 to 64? 63.
Yeah.
160 to
63.
That's
oh, wow.
Crazy.
Go
it's a blowout,
Mason,
huh?
Down right now. You can see the scoreboard. They're counting down. They're counting down the lineup.
Okay.
So the ref is going to yell 5 seconds. Next whistle starts the jam, and then you go.
Huh.
I love whenever I hear the ref say, next whistle starts the jam.
Yeah.
Because you take that deep breath, and then it feels like the whole game just slows down.
Yeah.
And then you know what you got to do. You just go.
Is there a strategy to riding the clock?
I'm sorry?
After you get to a certain point, is there a strategy to riding the clock? Like
slowing down the game? Or you just try to give me...
strategies like that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm only 3 years in, so, you know, some of the other players know a little bit of the more the nuances than I do of the game, but I'm learning. I'm getting there. You know, sometimes they'll be like, Valerie, do such and such, or Whitey, do such and such. They don't know my name's Valerie.
Yeah.
Oh, you just gave that up.
Such and such. And I'll be like, why? They're like, just do it. And I'll do it. And I'm like, oh.
Well, you know what?
Like,
I'll tell you what. From here on out, I'm no longer calling her by her name.
She's going to call her Fighty Aphrodite.
Aphrodite, that's it.
Fighty Aphrodite.
Everybody has a cool name, huh?
Now she does. That's her name.
Fighty Aphrodite, because I want to call you, but I'll call you Fighty Aphrodite.
The other players don't know me as Valerie. If you say I was talking to Valerie, they're going to say I don't know who that is.
Oh, well, excuse me.
How about
each
that?
Other's names. Unless you friend somebody on Facebook, you really don't know their real name, and they become that person. Like,
like Captain Mango.
Tell you who
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We got to get the pirate here with us next time. We want some nicknames.
Everybody's anonymous. All these are anonymous people out here.
Well, Shay's got a nickname.
Aphrodite.
We got to come up with some nicknames here, Chris.
Right.
Some aliases.
Right.
Some AKAs.
Some AKAs.
I think their jammer just got a low block.
Okay, what that mean?
Which was
a low block?
Actually caused by one of our players. So I don't know. This is hardcore, man. If you fall on someone else and it causes them to fall and you hit them low, then you're going to get called on the penalty. So.
Okay.
Huh. I got to say, right. Man, this is more fun to watch than, like, you know, normal high school sports.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a hell of a workout.
No shit. Yeah. How many laps is that, like 2,000 so far?
How many laps do you think you get in a match? In a game?
Yeah, you get your steps in, right?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I don't even know.
These guys. You know, yeah, you walked 25 miles.
I wonder what happens if you wear a Fitbit on the track after one game.
Right? You walked 25 miles today. Really?
Great mistake. We call her Gravy. And she just passed what we call the 27 and 5. You have to do 27 laps in under 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it's hard. That was my Everest. Like, that was the hardest thing for me to get. And it was scary and tiring, and it hurts. Like, everything in your body hurts while you're doing it. So
fighting.
She passed, and she's playing today, and I don't get the chance to play with her, but maybe next time.
Fighting. Are there any, like, who's a legend around here? Who doesn't skate anymore, but they've been doing this? How long has this been going on here in Maryland?
Well, everybody knows the Mighty Isis.
Yeah,
we've heard of her. She's not here today. She wouldn't be skating in this game anyway because she's, like, a really experienced all-star.
Does she normally show up?
I'm sorry?
Does she normally show up?
Normally she does, but she's also going to school. So she's probably studying or whatever.
What's more important, you know?
Yeah, we all have, like, lives.
Things to do, right? Yeah. Outside of roller derby, yeah.
Mighty Isis. I know Isis.
I know Isis.
Yeah.
It's funny because everybody knows Isis, and she's an amazing player. And,
do you know
and
Isis?
A really good teammate, yeah.
Does
she
play still?
I'm sorry?
She still plays?
Oh, yes.
On the Mason-Dixon's team, the All-Stars,
she's
right?
She's an All-Star, though.
When did the All-Stars play again?
Next month.
Here?
Yes, next month here. It's home.
Right here
at
home.
Next All-Star game is home.
Like, next month is in October something?
November
something.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's still September.
What about a season? Does this thing have seasons?
October?
Yeah, actually, our season's really long compared to other sports. Our season goes from February to the end of November. Our last game is actually, like, just a fun game we call Season's Beatings in December.
I'll be in for that.
And everybody, we invite all kinds of teams to come and sign up to play together, and it's just like done by round, and
so it's really,
just really
fun. There's only a few months that you're not skating every year.
Which makes it, you have to take some downtime, you have to give your body time to recover.
I can imagine.
I know at 45, it takes me a little longer than some of these other girls.
Oh.
Like, I know that Booty's out there skating on an injured ankle.
You're hardcore.
And she's just like, well, you should just do it. I'm going to do it. And I was like, well, you're 22. you have fun at that.
So December is the Season's Beatings?
Season's Beatings. December 2nd
is
Season's
here.
Beatings.
It's a Sunday?
It's on a Sunday, yes.
And we are here. Mm-hmm. Upshow will be in the house for Season's Beatings.
If you want to see the, you know, it's kind of like old style derby where you see the costumes and the tutus.
It's
and
WrestleMania roller derby, man.
That's awesome. It's just a really fun time.
Isis will be here?
I'm sorry?
Can you get Isis out here?
She'll be here for that.
All right, perfect. There you go.
Yeah.
It's rare that she misses a bout.
That's awesome.
Of all days, right? Of all days we show up, she doesn't. School. Whatever.
So it's not over yet, right?
I got an eighth grade education.
Right now we
I'm
have
fine.
Halftime, so we'll have about, it looks like we have about 13 minutes left on the halftime clock. So
this has been fun, man. This has been really
then,
fun.
We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. If you wanted to send a player over to get interviewed, we would love that.
I will do that.
By all means, man. Yeah.
Yes. We welcome that.
They need it. We need it. Yeah, that's cool. December 2nd, man.
Yeah,
we'll be here for that.
Season's Beatings.
You're going to make an ad for that.
Season's Beatings.
Yeah.
Finisher.
It's like ECW just came to town or something.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, Jameer.
That wasn't Jameer speaking.
No. That was, we need, Jameer needs an alias name. Yeah. When we come in this building, I'm no longer Jay. We got to come up with some names, man.
We got to come up with some names for roller derby. I agree.
Well, at least your last name's King. You can do a lot of things with that.
I know, right? So, what's your name going to be, Chris?
Hey, although they're lining up.
We got somebody.
Hello. Now, what's your name?
Wheels.
Wheels. All right.
Just Wheels?
It's Angel on Wheels, but I just go by Wheels.
Look at that. Oh, even got a tattoo, a roller skate tattoo.
Yeah.
This is life, huh?
That is life. Yeah?
Yes, pretty much. It's like a second job.
How long have you been doing this?
About 6 years now.
Nice.
Oh, wow. All right. Wow. So it seemed like y'all kicking butt out there. I'm like, y'all really been kicking butt.
Oh, yeah. We're working hard.
All right. Wheels.
And this is our B team, so this isn't even our all-star team.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be back for Season's Beatings. You're all be in the house. We want to see that.
Seasons Beatings, that's an interleague scrimmage, so everybody from all the area comes and plays. It's really
it's
fun.
It's like the Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
My question is, I see people leaving at halftime. Is it because it's just a whooping?
Leaving?
No.
We all leave to go take, like, pee breaks and stuff like that, but we come back.
Maybe they're outside.
I see people packing up their chairs and stuff. Like, I didn't, I mean, I don't. It's
170 to 80, according to that scoreboard.
It's 170.
I mean, it is like.
It's pretty bad. That's rough. That's 90 points, man.
Right? Can't say, but hey, we can say. Hey, we won't hold it against you.
Were those guys still out there in the parking lot tailgating when you showed up?
No, those guys were not out at parking lot tailgating. But I want to talk about 170 to 80. Is it over?
It's over. You have another half to go,
our
right?
Our coach told us that we have to get another 100 points on the board for next half.
Oh, your coach is hardcore.
So there is no.
We have a goal of 270.
That's the goal. What, so winner, each game you have a goal to a point.
Win or lose, that's
based upon how
for.
You're performing today. Your coach says, do not take your foot off the pedal. We're not worried about their feelings. Just go get them.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening right now. It's not always like that. It's sometimes it's very, very close. So, yeah.
So is this personal?
I'm sorry.
Is this personal?
Which teams in the league do you guys have like bad blood with?
Yeah, you got rivals.
You got rivals, like serious rivals. Is there a?
I don't really think so.
Is there a Lakers Celtics thing
going
on here?
Like a lot of people on different teams.
Every hero needs a villain.
You get along on social media.
You
got
to pick.
Really,
you got to pick somebody to just pick them out. Just be like you.
I don't really. I don't have anybody personally. Then.
No, this isn't.
Not personal, but you know. Come on.
If there is, I don't know about it. Because we in roller derby, everybody has to look out for each other.
And what's your name?
Nobody's going to look out for roller derby except for roller derby.
I hear you. But what's your name?
My name is the Duchess of Mainbridge.
The Duchess, Duchess of Mainbridge.
Mamie?
Yeah,
Mamie. Mame. Yeah. Mame them. Nice. Yeah.
Oh.
I get it. It's not a dying art. I get that. But it is. You got to make sure the sport still exists. We can't kill everybody. Nobody plays.
Yeah, but still.
But there's got to be. Once the
whistle blows, what's going on out there? You guys must be like, you know, in that zone, right? You want to go out there and crush them?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Off the track, we all look out for each other. We take care of each other. So, we help each other. And on the track, we try to destroy each other.
The question
so we're
was,
not talking about. We're not talking about off the track. Let's just make this clear. We're talking about on the track tonight, right now. I heard Coach said another 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not worried about their feelings.
No. Absolutely. There's no mercy in roller derby. There's no mercy. Right. Rule in roller derby.
No mercy.
And there's no mercy in roller
sweep
derby.
The leg. I like that.
Yeah. I love that.
Give
I
him a
love
body
that.
Bag.
There's no
yeah.
crying in roller derby.
Actually, there's a lot of crying in roller derby, but you don't want anyone to see.
Well, what, you cry when you get in the car.
Well, Mainbridge, what we were asking was, does the Cannon Brawlers, do you guys have a rival team?
Rival.
Is there one team in particular that you guys are haven't beaten or you really button heads with when you're out there?
More are you guys just you guys are just king of the hill?
I haven't been skating really
yeah,
long.
Pretty much.
King of the hill.
Yeah. I feel like every single team that comes here, we're like, this is the team. We've got to beat them. And then the next team comes, we're like, this is the team. We got to beat them. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, every team is your enemy. I like that.
Yeah.
I like.
They're frenemies. They're frenemies.
Frenemies, yeah.
There's no friends.
Could get to like the Olympics someday, so that's why we really support each other.
Man, this
should
have been the Olympics
know?
A long time ago.
Yes.
This should have been. Yeah. Why would you have speed skating and but not have this in the Olympics? You
I know,
what
know
I mean?
Right?
That's retarded.
And we just had people try out for Team USA this morning.
Really? Yeah. Awesome. Huh.
So, and they'll be going to where are they going to?
It's in Barcelona next summer.
Nice. People from our team tried out.
If
they make it, but they tried out today. How many people from your team did that?
Five
people from your team.
Oh,
might
awesome.
Be going
so we
to Barcelona.
Had one go last year. Huh?
So even if one goes there, she's all nice. Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like
awesome.
That. We're in the house of some winners here, man.
Man, you got to let us know who those people are so we can give some shout outs to them.
Oh, Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
That's what I'm talking about. Philadelphia.
Jameer, she just stole your name.
Shout out to Philadelphia.
Just stole your name.
Philadelphia. Where did that come from?
I didn't even think of that.
I'm from right. Philadelphia. Yeah.
What part of Philadelphia? Yeah.
Riceburg. It's right above Fishtown at the Betsy Ross Bridge.
I grew up in Delaware County, so I'm 10 miles southeast of the city, so I dig Philadelphia.
Okay, so you're a suburbanite.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, that's what he is.
I definitely wouldn't go that far. I've never even heard him, didn't I? But that's awesome. That's good.
Jameer just lost his credit.
Right. Yeah. Suburbanite.
I'm from the
you got called a suburbanite.
10 miles southeast of the city. It's not really the
She's
part.
From the city, man.
No.
Right. Philadelphia. I like that name, dude.
Awesome. I love it. I love it.
And then Poison Princess. Poison Princess tried out again.
Nice.
Sock'em. And there's one other. Who was it?
This is cool, man.
Robo Chop.
I like those names. Right. Now, what made you come up with you all names?
Wheels. Why not?
Well, with mine, my real name's Angelique, but I go by Angie, and so Angel on Wheels, it just kind of like.
Okay, way together.
Yeah, it's like a little pun.
Okay.
All right.
It sure is.
So, Kate Middleton, wife of Prince William, princess of the universe, is the Duchess of Cambridge.
Right.
And so, I was decided she is graceful and elegant and poised, which is all things I would like to be on roller skates.
There you go.
Not always successful at that.
How long have you been doing this?
This is my fourth season.
Fourth season?
Okay. All right.
It's getting better and better, right?
That's a well-layered thought.
6 years.
Six years, man. Yeah. Yeah, some veterans out here, man.
Yeah.
I actually used to play, I played for this team initially, and then Frederick, Maryland had a team, Key City, so I played with them for 2 years.
They folded?
I'm sorry?
Did they fold? Were they no longer around?
We got absorbed.
Oh, into this?
Into this
Mason
league,
Dixon.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
So as far as safety gear here, I see you got something on your wrist. Is that like just a pad that keeps you from skidding?
I thought they all had carpal tunnel syndrome.
And it keeps you from, like, your wrist breaking if you
hit
the ground, right?
It's hard, touch it, and you did.
At least it wasn't the other way around.
Right.
Yeah, then we might not be coming back.
Yeah, hashtag me too all over you, man.
Yeah. And you keep a mouth guard in.
And helmets, obviously.
Yeah.
My question is, are you ever worried about your fingers?
One of the first things you learn when you're starting skating is how to fall, and you fall with your fingers in a fist so that you don't get run over.
Yeah.
You guys mock me, but I'm telling you, fingers. I'd be worried about losing a finger.
But they're falling on their knuckles, dude. Wow.
I mean, you don't want to fall straight onto your knuckles. You fall.
Yeah.
You kind of block it, right? Yeah.
And you fall gracefully,
right? And the braces
right?
are keeping them from breaking their wrist.
All right. Hey, Wheels.
And Maine people in the process.
Hey, thank you all for joining us. We'll get some more teammates later on, but we'll be back here some other time. See you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Y'all kicking butt.
Yeah, we got some fans.
Continue doing what you're doing. Wow.
Man, that was wonderful. I mean, like, man, to get some history and
understand how we got
one more half to go.
Chris, can I ask you a question? You're from this area, born and raised, been here this whole time. Did you know this existed?
The roller derby thing?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't know it?
No.
Is there, like, no coverage of this whatsoever?
I don't think so. I mean, the only way I found out that there was roller derby was I ran into ISIS. Huh?
We got one more guest. Okay. She's got a couple minutes,
okay,
so
sweet.
Let's get some information.
Sure,
can we?
By all means. Don't worry about us.
And your name is?
I'm Mystery Mayterra.
Mystery Mayterra. Oh,
I like that. Can you elaborate?
I used to play volleyball. Misty May Trainer was a volleyball player that I used to love and watch all the time with Carrie Walsh, and so that's where my name came from.
Okay, awesome.
Got it. And I don't see you on skate today. Care to elaborate?
I am slightly broken, but getting better.
Slightly broken. How long have you been doing this?
I've been playing. This is my fifth season.
Mm, nice.
Oh, okay.
6 years is pretty common around here. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Pretty hardcore.
Yep. So
And you're with, who are you with? Mason Dixon, but you're on a different shirt.
She's on the All-Stars team, right?
Pride shirt. So are you on the All-Star team?
I am on the All-Star team. I am.
Okay.
So how do you make the All-Star team?
You practice really hard and come and.
I'm going to cut you off. That's the politically correct answer. How do you make the All-Star team?
Can I curse?
Yes.
By all means.
Hit some bitches really hard.
Yeah. That's right. I like that.
See,
that's why
we knew there was something else to it. You just can't. Practice really hard, or else everybody would be an all-star.
I'm trying to be PC. I just go out there like a freight train and push everybody out of
There's
my
no
way.
PC
now, what is your position? What is your position?
I primarily play jammer.
Oh, I like the jammers. They've been jamming it up today.
Yep, we have, and everybody's got different styles. Like, we've got Bang Bang. She's more jukey. I'm a freight train. I just go right through the middle and just get everybody out of my way.
Yeah.
So is this an ass-whooping?
The score today is 170 to 80.
A little bit, yeah.
See, you guys once again are too politically correct. As a coach, I just want to know,
are you crushing it?
Is it over?
It's over, right? There's no coming back from that.
So the thing is you you can get 40 points in one jam.
Oh.
I mean, I've done it where I've gotten 20, 30 points in a jam.
So we might see an upset here, folks.
That's what makes you an all-star.
We might see an upset here, folks.
But you can, I mean, it can turn around real quick because if they get a power jam and they just get grand slam after grand slam, that's 25 points. They do that 2-3 times in a row, and then the game is real close. 200-point game, that's a...
Let's keep it funky. How often do grand slams happen, though? Like, you're saying it like it could happen. How often does it...
Did he just say, let's keep it funky?
It happen all night. As soon as you've got a jammer in the box, if the other jammer gets through, that's 5 points. If the jammer on one team is stuck in the pack and then the other jammer gets through, they're going to get 5 points.
Okay.
Oh, they're getting ready now. Here we go.
There's the jam ref is the person that follows the jammer around on the inside.
Okay, I saw that.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you how many points. So they'll tell you 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you see them kind of doing this where they're flashing their hand, that's going to be 5 points, and that's your grand slam.
Sweet.
Okay. So how do you – what determines how many points you get, how many people you pass?
You pass their hips.
So like,
she gives you that – what's is that what Triple H?
Here
is
we
that,
go.
That Triple H motion?
No, that's a call-off. So when you're the lead jammer, so you're the person who gets out first. Oh, trust me, there are times when we're calling it off. We're like, suck it. Get me out of here.
Oh, wow.
And you are slamming your hands on your hips, hoping to God
Dude.
That it's almost time.
Okay, okay. Now we know why.
Nice.
I thought that was something different. That's the call-off. That's not the suck it. It's just I'm tired calling off.
Yeah. Sometimes it's both.
Right. Just game. Shit. Call it game over.
Game
I
over.
Am out.
Yep. And the only person who can do that is the person who has lead. So you can see right now where the jam ref is pointing to 2500.
Yeah.
She is the lead jammer. She is the only one who can call it off.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So are there two jammers on it for is the Cannon Brawlers? Do they have a jammer right now? Or is it just
so their jammer right now is Dutch. You can see her right
okay,
there.
Okay, now she's saying call it off.
One jammer each and one pivot.
Yeah.
So if you have, I don't know if you've seen, if we've seen a panty pass tonight where they take off the.
What did you call it?
It's called a, we call it a panty.
Panty pass.
Nice, a panty pass.
We wear panties on our head.
Listen, oh, nice. I'm just trying to prevent it for getting it. Once it gets to Chris, and it's all over. If you think I'm bad, or you thought you were going to have a hard time with me. If it gets to Chris,
yeah.
It's a wrap.
Right. I haven't worn panties on my head.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
That's
gonna be the name of this episode.
Right? I wanted to wear a shirt that says I'm not wearing panties.
Nice.
So I'm with Chris on this.
Yeah,
one.
I woke up with some on my head this morning. I don't know where that came
Chris,
from.
Chris, we did not need to know
where she came from.
We're not worried about where she came from. We're just worried about where the panties came from.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
That was a lot of good information.
Awesome.
Hey Shay, here's.
Anytime.
I got one.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was nice meeting you.
We'll be back.
Yes, Shay, so I got a challenge for you.
What?
If we put you on roller skates, do you think you could just stand perfectly still on roller skates?
Yeah.
Okay.
When was the last time you roller skated, Shay?
A few months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
On the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
They have a roller skating rink on a cruise ship?
Oh, they got everything on a cruise ship.
Before then?
Before then?
When was the last time you skated before then?
It was a few years ago.
Okay.
But I, you know, my kids were young. I used to take them all the time.
Did you?
They had a roller rink in Greencastle.
Are you still good at it? I mean, you,
oh, so yeah. I get
you,
the
did
groove.
Did you have some skills back in the day?
No. And I used to date a guy. His aunt owned a roller rink in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I would go down off of Security Boulevard and go.
Were you able to skate backwards? I can never get that down.
I can skate backwards.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do the one leg up thing,
yeah,
all that stuff?
I skate and get down low.
Only when Don't Stop Till You're Good Enough is playing. You know what I mean?
Did my grooving. Yeah. Then crossing my legs, grooving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can do those things. But
this is interesting. There's I believe six referees for this one game.
Right. Well, they each take turns keeping score.
Yeah, so one got to follow
the
referees
one
got
to follow
nicknames.
The jammer until he calls it off, and then another one will take his place.
Even the referees got nicknames. Is this a Boo
yeah, no,
or
that's,
Rod?
That's what I was saying. His name
Rod?
Or her name is Rod.
Yeah.
There's one called Tamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
What's the guy with the lime green hat?
I don't know. I can't read it.
He has to turn it around. We'll find out, though.
Yeah. And
they
the guy here in the black helmet, I think he's
I bet they got some juicy stories to talk about, man.
I just want to know the most outrageous
thing to happen.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Blood on the court.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the worst, like, injury they've seen, you know? Yeah.
People getting teeth knocked out, I'm sure, right?
Oh, my gosh, I'm sure. You had to, I had to
crack
best.
Some ankles and shit.
Oh, man.
Cracking crack, man. Running over the people's fingers with the skates.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see that they talk shit really quick.
At least
quick.
Their wheels and not blades, like on the ice. Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, hockey is really dangerous.
Oh, rough, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. I couldn't do hockey at all.
I might give it a try. I don't know.
I mean, you wear people panties on your head. I mean, you might as well do it all.
Where did the panties come from, Chris?
It was a joke, man.
Oh. I never doubted it.
I mean, you do some off the wall stuff.
I never doubted it.
Yeah.
You could have told me anything.
You can't believe anything that comes out of my mouth.
Yes, we can.
I mean, you said it, not me.
No.
Yeah, you
sometimes you say things for shock value.
You?
Sometimes.
Shut the front door.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah. That's a really good shock value.
It's not to entertain you, it's to entertain me.
It's to entertain
and our fans.
Yeah, I like laughing at my own jokes.
Let's talk about that. Our fans. We got listeners around the world, people.
All right, in Ireland.
People out there, we love you.
Yes, we got
Sweden.
Some Irish beer. Sweden, all
Sweden,
right.
We got some listeners
the
out
Philippines.
There. The Philippines.
Hello.
You guys are out there.
Give me a Filipino
a beach.
Egg roll, please.
The United Kingdom, somewhere in London, wherever you guys listen to us, shout out.
Idris Elba.
Brazil.
Okay.
I love
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Australia.
Oh, the Aussies. All right.
We got people out there, man. We got somebody in Afghanistan.
Worldwide.
I want to say it's a soldier or a trooper. We're thinking of you.
And if we have a female fan in Brazil,
you can send me
a picture of your ass.
They don't break it down by gender.
So I can tell if you're Brazilian or not.
You know, that's offensive.
We just lost our listener in Brazil, Chris.
The Me Too movement is going on. You know, you see what they did
Damn
Bill
it,
Cosby?
Chris.
Hey, Brazilians have nice asses. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know about that.
Oh man. Are
you
kidding
me?
I bet you J-Lo is from Brazil.
No,
she got
not.
A little
Puerto Rican, dude.
J-Lo's from New York.
She's from the Bronx.
New York.
She's Jenny from the block.
She's from New York.
She's Puerto Rican, dude.
Wow,
you don't listen very well, man.
Whatever,
Lopez.
I'm saying she's got it in her somewhere. The booty came from Brazil. That's all I'm saying.
It did not come from Brazil.
All right, so enough of that.
Thanks.
Shout out.
We love you, Brazil.
We finally Shay got some listeners in Texas.
Yes, yes.
I hope it's because of you. Hopefully, they spread the word.
They spread the word. Tejas.
Yeah,
we're good.
The Tejanos, hello to the Tejanos.
Yes. We got Oklahoma's listening, Florida's listening, Virginia's listening, of course. Virginia.
What did you say? Tejados?
Tejanos, that's what they call.
Got some listeners out in Cali.
What's called?
That's where the people from
Texas and Mexico.
Hispanic.
Oh, gotcha.
We had this conversation. Selena.
In case we forgot.
Her butt wasn't from Brazil either.
The lack of accent threw me off.
I'm sorry. In case we forgot, there is a roller derby going on.
I know, but we've got to do a shout out. We've been doing this for an hour now, dude. We killed some time with this.
Yeah.
Shout
Cali.
Out. Yeah, Cali's here. Philly, of course, has been listening.
Philly's in the building.
D.C., Baltimore.
Good loss for you all, Philly.
Of course,
Philly's in the building.
Maryland's been listening. New York has been listening.
Yeah.
Canada's been listening. I don't know whereabouts, but somebody in Canada.
Hello, Canada. Up there in those big icy parts.
It's all right. You got a hockey fan right here. We love you.
Look at the lady. That's
I wonder how old this girl jamming right now is.
18.
She's 18.
That's it?
You wasn't paying attention.
Nope. Someone's down, someone's hurt.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh,
Twisted Sister.
Oh, they all take a knee.
That's Twisted Sisters or
Where's the medic? Do we got a medic?
Everybody takes
I don't think even the officials got down.
That's I like that. I like it.
You like that?
I like one.
So the two dudes are still standing or out of...
One of those, they can sit down. They can get down.
What's going on back?
So
how gruesome can it get?
Yeah, what's the worst you've seen in your time?
Not Aphrodite.
Fighty Aphrodite.
Fighty Aphrodite is giving us.
So you saw what, man?
Hey, wait, Jameer, give her the mic.
Did you see that?
I like heard it snap. It was bad.
You got to repeat yourself.
She said it looks like Twisty.
She said he broke her.
It was Twisted Sister.
Broke her ankle all the way through both bones.
So you said, what do they do when someone gets hurt? Repeat that because you weren't on the mic.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, immediately everybody takes a knee, and we make sure that we surround the player so that they can't be seen by the crowd because injuries can be a little gruesome sometimes, yeah, especially if you're not used to seeing them, especially if there's a break or a lot of blood. But
right,
no blood. And she's up and running, so we're good to go. And they make her sit out for two jams. If they call a timeout because somebody's injured, she has to sit out for at least two jams to make sure that she's okay.
Well, Fighting, okay, what's the worst injury you've seen in all this, in all your time doing this?
What's the worst? Was definitely the broken leg whenever I saw Bandit break her ankle. That was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to see that,
right?
You know, but
if I saw some gruesome stuff, there might actually be some vomit on the track too.
I've seen somebody actually like lose it on the track before. That
yeah.
Wow. And you got to immediately like get away from it because then there'll be like everybody will do it because it's like a reaction.
Yeah.
So it's like, make sure
sympathy.
You really
sympathy.
Fast.
Right.
Sympathy vomiters. That's me. Oh wow.
So you can see she's sitting out over there. She'll be okay.
Okay.
Great.
I'm glad.
Thank you. Flighty Aphrodite.
Not Flighty.
Fighty.
Flighty Aphrodite.
Fighty Aphrodite. Fighty Aphrodite.
Not Frighty.
Got it. Oh, dude, I'm all over the place.
Halloween's coming.
Somebody take my money.
I thought you said Flighty.
Yeah, I said Frighty.
She's a little out there.
No, look. Oh.
Someone's out there. They're out of
bounds. That's a Triple H motion.
So we're wrapping this up.
That motion that you just saw her do where she puts both of her hands towards her hips, that's when she's calling off the jam. She says it's over, we're done. And that way the other team couldn't score any points.
Okay, gotcha.
Which we don't want. It's awesome. 201. Well, actually, hey, it's 201 to 93 either way.
Oh, we need 270. Yeah, we need 69 more points. We need 69 more points.
201 to 93. Wow. Hardcore.
Right.
It's very hardcore.
It's brutal.
They're only 7 minutes into the period.
No kidding.
This is crazy.
It is nuts, awesome, man. You know what they should do for shits and giggles? It'd be cool if we can mic up like two of the girls as they go through all that.
Put a GoPro on somebody's head.
You can do it
that
nowadays.
That would be cool, right?
That'd be awesome. Mic them up.
Could.
That would be cool. We should put a GoPro on your helmet.
I should get out there with like a boom mic and just roll around with
a GoPro on your helmet. What do you think?
You should put a GoPro on your helmet.
We want some action.
A GoPro, one of those cameras that would see what you see.
Put a camera on your helmet.
I don't know if
that
it would survive.
Crazy,
like,
right?
Oh, yeah, it would.
But it would be really insane to see what we see.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
It's really confusing on the track, actually.
No one's going to hit in the crotch. Put it right there, you know?
It took me a long time to kind of sort things out.
Yeah.
You got 5 points.
There's Philadelphia. Look at her.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. This is awesome.
665 is.
The Hub Show's in the house. The Cannon Brawlers and the D.C. Capital Offenders.
Right.
Cannon Brawlers are slaughtering the offenders.
What they just called was a no-pack, which means they've gotten too far. You have to stay within 20 feet of pack. So after that, you have to all stay together. They can't chase her around the track.
Mm-hmm.
So when they call no-pack, they have to let the jammer go.
Okay. Are points awarded then, too?
I'm sorry?
Are points awarded then, too, when they let the jammer go?
Yeah. You get their points.
Got it. That's awesome. A lot of strategy in this game.
There has to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What's the tagging mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
What just happened there?
Well, the jam was over.
Got it. Jam over.
The jams are 2 minutes.
I think the pod's over, too.
If nobody calls it off, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I think the pod's about over, too, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to wrap this baby up.
We're not going to talk to him after the match?
Well, we will. That's why then we take a break. We'll come back when this thing is getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk to some more of the Cannon Brawlers.
Talk to McEvil.
Yeah, McEvil. Evil McEvil over there. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back. Hub Show.
Hey, Hub City, come on out and check out 4-State Comic-Con October 20th and 21st at Hager Hall Conference Center, 901 Dual Highway in Hagerstown, Maryland. We have special celebrity guests Eric Roberts and Mindy Sterling coming out, as well as some great cosplay contest, over 100 vendor tables, and much, much more. So come on out. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram under 4-State Retro PopCon, and online at 4statecon.com, all one word. We will see you out for a great weekend of pop culture.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor.
all shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit bestvapeshopever.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. bestvapeshopever.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
And you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
3, 2, 1, Hub Show, we're back. Still here at the Roller Derby.
Oh, yep. Yeah, some lot of action with the elbow to the face.
Yeah.
Right.
You got some little
there
action.
There was an injury.
That's why we're here.
Some injuries. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, my God.
What a rough game. Rough way to live.
What a rough night for these girls.
Right?
Oh, I know they're gonna be
wake up feeling
beaten
all
and blundered tomorrow.
Yeah, they gotta go to work.
Wake up feeling all worn out,
sore,
and bruised.
Worn out, bruised. Don't touch me.
Right.
So, Chris, you were Bing inquiring game. About something. What's going
on,
Chris?
Yeah. I need to know. I'm trying to find out who sent me this bag of dicks. Did you send me a bag of dicks?
No, it was not me, dude.
No, and it wasn't you either.
That was not me.
Somebody sent me a bag of dicks.
I don't shop for bags of dicks.
I come home from work. I get in the mailbox, and there's a white package in the mailbox, right? And it says from Odessa and Dickman or something on it, right? And I looked at the address. The address was like right where I used to work when I lived in Boca. I was like, what is this?
Maybe
this is a weird
from Boca.
This is a weird address, right?
Dick's from Boca.
And I was like, well, the name on the package says it's from somebody Dickman. So I opened it up, and there's like a little blue box inside the white package. And it says luxury gifts BOD on the front of the box. So I'm
bag
like,
of dicks.
What could this possibly be? So I open it up, and then there's a card laying in it, and there's all this glitter. And a bag full of candy dicks, and it says you've been invited to, and you flip the card over. It says eat a bag of dicks,
and then it's like an insult more than anything else.
And then it has a.
I have no reason to send you a bag of dicks, honestly, dude. I have no beef with you, Chris.
It has a website to go to, right? It has a website to go to where you can
that's some vindictive kind of gift, dude.
You can see the message that the other person left you,
okay?
And all it said, all the message said was from one dick to another.
Wow.
Oh, so I guess somebody thinks you're a dick.
They think themselves are a dick. So
they
themselves
are a dick.
It's the world of dicks. What are you gonna do, man?
Yeah, I guess.
So why would
at least a dick sent me a dick, huh?
Why'd you think it would come from me?
Well, you told me you had something for me, like the day before. The day
dicks,
before
dude.
You texted me and you were like, "Hey, I got you something. I'll give it to you next time. Remind me to give it to you next time I see you, or something like that."
And
then the next day, I got that package in the mail. I was like, Shay sent me a fucking bag of dicks. Ain't that something?
No, but I got it right here for you. I got
Well, they're delicious. The
dicks were delicious?
Yeah, the dicks are delicious. Right. I got them sitting on my coffee table now. I munch on them every once in a while.
Table full of dicks.
Let's take a pause.
You ate the dicks?
Yeah, he ate the dicks. Yeah, they're not
singular. He ate dicks.
They're what?
They're little black dicks, too.
I think somebody heard that you
Here
wanted
the
it.
Microphone, dude. You wanted about to beat you with it.
You wanted a different color.
You mean licorice?
Well, I don't know. They could have sent yellow dicks, but I guess the yellow dicks would have just been dust.
What, was it multicolored?
Huh?
What, was it a multicolored bag of dicks? Yeah. like a crayon box
how
of dicks?
How do you eat? Yeah. How do you eat
but you, dicks? But you ate them, though.
They could have sent me a bag of white dicks.
Why don't you
and it would have just melted when it did probably melt in your mouth or something.
Yeah. I don't know. No, that's just too much.
I haven't shopped for a bag of dicks yet, so no, it wasn't me.
I'm not going to go there with you, Chris. But
could you get that on Amazon?
Kudos,
you could.
Kudos to the person who sent it to you.
You got him.
Whoever
good.
Sent Chris right. the dick,
he ate him.
We thank you, and he ate him.
I gladly ate it. Yeah,
Chris ate a bunch of Richards.
So. Yeah,
Jameer is up here in another fog. He's
did,
in the
I did,
fog.
I did find
like,
it quite entertaining. It was not if it was meant to be an insult, it did not come off as an insult.
Very tasty insult.
I don't know what would insult you anyway.
Came off as quite
insult,
funny.
Nothing would insult Chris.
No. I like the fact you didn't ask me if I sent them to you though.
No, he's asking everybody questions. No,
he was asking.
I was asking everybody questions.
He said the three of us there, Jameer.
It just so happened that Shay had texted a few hours earlier and said that she was.
She had a
gift for me.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with that.
Oh, so, good. you know, I went to a Cancun Cantina my birthday weekend.
Why?
Yeah. And,
I thought you were going out of town.
Let me take. Well, I didn't go out of town. So my
why?
That's what I asked myself. My husband was drunk, okay? And so he was dancing on all these women, and I was dying laughing. And I was like, he's like, are you okay? I said, you have fun. My feet was hurting. I couldn't dance. Me and my friend Tiffany. And we was like, my husband was like getting it in. He's being friends with everybody and dancing with all the women.
Nice.
And he had himself a good, he wore himself out when he went to sleep in the bar.
So it was your birthday party, but your husband party like it was his birthday party.
Yes, just tap him on the head when you're ready to leave, huh? Just, hey,
think she gave that bag of dicks to the wrong person, Chris.
Time for us to go, right?
So he had a great time on my birthday.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I don't think I'm going to go back to Cancun Cantina because it was not.
It wasn't happening.
No.
Was it crowded? What night was that?
It was on a Saturday night.
Really? Mm-hmm. Speaks volumes to this place, man.
It just didn't do it for me.
And Jay, what place would that be?
What's that?
He said he speaks volumes to this place. What place?
I'm
would
in
this
the
be?
Place in Hub City.
Oh, another weird thing that I meant to talk about
Hager's
on here. I meant to talk about on here that happened.
Yes.
The text message I got. I got a text message from somebody saying that they wanted to go to a dentist, right? We've been talking about these incidences, like Jen Siebert had her
artificial intelligence
incident.
Like you talk about something, and next thing you know, it's popping up as an ad on your phone.
Right.
We were just talking about it.
And me and him were, he mentioned something about Dave and Buster's, and then I got a message on my phone about Dave and Buster's.
Like five seconds later.
So. Yeah, we're talking. It wasn't even a text
message.
Your phone
is listening.
But this time somebody texted me and said that they had to go to the dentist because they chipped their tooth or something. And, you know, we had the conversation. Well, then, like, maybe 10, 12 hours later, I go to hit my GPS because I'm leaving my job site. And it automatically pops up. It says, like, somebody, a dentist in Waynesboro. Would you like to go to this dentist?
Let me tell you
office?
What they're doing. They're geofencing you.
Is that what it's called? I screenshotted it. And I texted it to her, and I said, is this your dentist? She was like, yeah, I was there earlier today. Like, why would my phone think I want to go to that dentist
office? But
here's
another thing they're doing. We did
just
this
via text, and she didn't even tell me what her dentist was or where she was
going.
They
look at your location. They map out your location.
Her location and sent it to my phone.
Facebook does have fake face recognition. So you know how we were doing that before.
Yes, it did that to my son. Yes, I was putting a post about homecoming.
It's going a bit too far.
And they put my son, and like they automatically tagged my son. I wasn't tagging him in it.
Yeah.
And they automatically tagged my son in Facebook. Yes. He don't even be on Facebook.
I mean, the technology
that's why
is great,
with Snapchat.
But it's,
I'm
she's
with Snapchat.
One of those. Oh, we had talked about that last
week.
Hey,
I watched a documentary on online dating stuff.
Oh, good lord!
Oh no!
And Snapchat is used primarily for people who are cheating. That's what I found out. because they were interviewing like girls that were in high school and stuff, and they're like, "Yeah, I like to use Snapchat because then I can talk to the boys that I'm not supposed to be talking to."
And it gets deleted.
But it's not ever really deleted though.
But on your birthday, Shay, was that your Snapchat picture of you as a cat?
Yeah.
That'll be enough.
Meow.
Oh, there you go.
But No comment.
The score is 280 to 161.
All right, leave it to the coach to keep us in the game here.
Yeah.
We're getting off track. Shout out the score real quick.
We could be
sitting in a car doing this podcast if we're not going to pay attention to the roller derby.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long shot for this team to come back at this point.
Yes.
It's over.
And they met
their
270
mark.
How many minutes
mark?
Is left?
We're down to seven minutes.
Seven and a half.
Okay. There's a lot of time, I guess, maybe.
It's timeouts,
Aphrodite.
And commercials.
Fighty Aphrodite.
Fighty, not flighty.
Fighty.
Fighty.
Fighty Aphrodite. Or number 612.
Who we meet? We met Wheels. We met the Duchess of Mainbridge.
Yes,
we met Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yes. Angel.
We got to come back here until December 2nd with some names, man.
Yeah, Angel on Wheels.
We got to be a part of the party in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Call me the dick eater.
Chris is a bag of dicks.
That did not sound right.
Bag of dicks, Chris.
Yeah, the dick eater.
B-O-D.
So, next week, what are we doing next week, Jay? You telling us where we're going to be at?
I think we should be home, as in the studio.
Okay.
Kicking it, you know? We'll be on the road here for a little while here.
Yeah, okay. And I got to make you a drink, to. You chose drink number 45.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was something from Ireland, actually. It was
all right, Ireland.
At the Blarney Stone.
It's the artificial intelligence happening again.
Yeah, the name of the drink was the Blarney Stone. So.
Okay, so our friends in Ireland, y'all tell us about the Blarney Stones. Hit us up on
Facebook. And the Hub Show.
Yes.
Facebook.
Instagram at venue.100. We're on Instagram.
At the gram.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Twitter. We're on Twitter at Hub Show Pod.
Tweet, retweet.
And Chris, I gave you the Twitter feed to handle. How's that going?
That's going okay, I guess. Yeah, I've been posting some stuff here and there.
Yeah.
I haven't been going crazy with it.
Okay, please don't.
Did you post your bag of dicks?
No, I did not post my bag of dicks, but I should have.
Then it
really should have, man.
I put the bag of dicks on Facebook for everybody to see, and I said, who did this? And nobody fessed up.
Because they don't want to.
And I think I'd say LOL.
That's got to cover, like, right? Everybody I know.
She sent you a cat picture.
Meow.
Meow.
Interesting.
You know, the best part about it is the fact that they're not fessing up saying who it is.
The best part
about it,
somebody sent it to me.
No, that's not
and you ate
funnier.
It.
That's not the best part either.
You
the
ate
best
it.
Part is that you ate the dick.
Did you gobble them up? Is there any left?
Yeah, they're like little.
You
sit
there watching Pluto TV, chopping on some dicks?
Shout out to Pluto.
It's like M&M. They're like M&M's.
You eat one, you can stop, right?
Yeah.
Is it multicolored like Flintstone vitamins?
No, they're all black.
It's all black dicks.
All black dicks.
Can we just call them
it's
chocolate?
It's a bag full of black dicks.
Can we just call them chocolate dicks?
Chocolate
it's not black dicks.
Well, they're not. It's not chocolate flavored, though. It's
licorice?
It's just a black
color.
It's a black painted candy coating.
Like a Smarties.
Yeah.
That's
like
it,
a,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it doesn't God. Have...
That black dick is all right in your mouth.
They don't really
it?
Have flavor. They're just bland little candies.
Oh, Chris. Well, you did find your 1% blackness last summer. We had that conversation.
That's right.
Maybe someone heard that and sent you a bag of dicks for that comment.
Because you know you.
What'd you tell Shay? You wanted to tell people you can kiss your black ass.
Kiss my
black
ass.
You found your 1% blackness.
Kiss my black ass.
Yes, Jimmy, you missed that conversation.
It just rolls off the tongue.
You don't have black ass.
You guys should be saying it all
Somebody's
the time.
Somebody's going to be sending you a bag of black ass.
You can make those too.
Yeah, they probably make black
ass. So if you get a bag of white dicks, Chris, I can't tell you where and why or who that came from, but
yeah.
So you're saying kiss my black ass should just roll off everybody's tongue.
Yeah, man. That sounds smooth, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound good to say it? Just say
kiss
it.
Kiss my
feel
white
it.
Ass doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it sounds yeah.
Kiss my white ass.
Kiss my cracker right. ass.
No, it doesn't sound right.
That ain't right at all.
It don't sound right.
But you can say kiss my black ass.
Because black and
sounds,
ass kind of rhyme,
that
right?
Good.
Same vowel.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
They won again. Look at that. 9 balls deep just won again. Lights out. They're going to Vegas.
Are you going with them?
He's going with them.
I guess so. I'm going again.
He going to run over. He going to be.
But you're not shooting the pool with John. You're here watching roller derby with us.
That's right. Because I got my ducks in a row here.
Oh, I got you. And your bag of dicks.
Yeah.
Dicks and ducks.
Never fails.
I have a million names for this particular episode. Dicks and Ducks just came
to
mind.
Oh, man, did you see that? She tried to jump. She tried to jump
she's
the line.
Done that, she's done it a couple times.
She tried to jump the corner and land so she doesn't land out of bounds.
She's like the X-Pac. She's the Shawn Michaels of the team, man.
I want to interview her.
She's the little one, right?
Yeah. I want to interview Twisted
her?
Sister.
So yeah, it is her. Twisted Sister. She's number 8.
I want to interview her.
Hey, they're really good at putting the panty on and off real quick, too. Like, on the fly. I don't know. I feel like it would take me, like, a couple seconds just to get the thing snapped onto the helmet. They're just like one hand. Just
so when you come in here in December 2nd with your name, you come with some underwear strapped to your head. Panty man.
Right?
But listen, Chris, that'd be like how many fingers?
Come in here with like a Vietnam War helmet with like pink thongs just stretched over top of it.
And what's your name gonna be?
We have to come up with a name, Shay.
Yeah. Sergeant something. It's gotta be
Can't be slaughter.
Yes.
You got panties on your head, dude.
It's gonna be horrible. Whatever the name is, it's gonna be horrible.
But December 2nd, we're coming in here.
Yeah.
Virginia Gina.
Why do you want to be Gina? You could be. Is they transgender? You could
come back
as a guy, dude.
Well, it would just be. It would spell out as V A G I N A S.
Can't you be like Panty Paul or something?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Panty Paul,
Sergeant Panty Paul,
Chris Pantyfield.
Chris Pantyfield.
Left field Pantyfield.
Pantylonies.
I already have a nickname. Left field. There you go.
Left field Pantyfield.
Left man. Field Pantyfield.
We got
it. Oh, that's not cool. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah, Shay's got
out of here.
She's got a heart out.
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
3 minutes
left. I got a study.
She's getting certified.
Get the front door. I mean,
she's already certified.
Get the front door. Shut the front door.
No, it's not 7 o'clock. It is 8
o'clock.
Get the
phone out of here.
She doesn't have to do anything to get certified. She's already certified.
I'm a certified what, Chris? What am I certified?
Don't make me call 5150 in on you.
There's
a
lot of bumping going on. Look at this.
I don't know 5150.
Yeah, just waiting on that grind.
Playing some R. Kelly. Right with a video. That'd be cool. Slow it down, slow motion.
Oh.
Oh, she got bumped.
Bumpity bump.
Out.
Dude, go to the penalty box.
You know what this game is missing? We're in a roll of rain. There's speakers. They're missing, like, some music between the plays.
They had
like
it playing early.
Like hockey and basketball.
They had it playing early. See ya.
No, some real.
Oh, there goes RoboChop.
That's RoboChop.
Some music to get you motivated, man.
RoboChop.
Philadelphia is out.
She made. It's like she made her own. She made her own jersey.
So let's. We're gonna wrap this up real quick.
Hey, Shay's out of here. We miss you, Shay. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
We'll keep it to Sunday. We'll work on it.
And I didn't play your song last week.
I
did my birthday song.
He gave us a legitimate.
No, he was going to play the other song, but I said no, because you said you
gave us a legitimate reason
you
weren't there.
With us. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's
pre-planned.
Right. That's pre-planned.
Yeah. If she doesn't show up, then she gets the song.
Yeah.
That's right.
There she goes.
Yeah, okay. So we want to do for Chris, for Shay, for Jay, and Jameer.
Jameer, the coach. And for all the Mason, Dixon, Vixens here. In the Turner Skate Center here in Hub City.
Hey, 314.
The world.
314-161.
I think it's over. It's over.
Thank you, DC, for coming.
No kidding. You are the capital offenders.
Okay.
All right, we're out of here.
DC capital offenders.
Hub City, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield.